You're listening to Sports Topics with Coach Harvey Hyde right here on 107.1 FM, 1400 AM KSHP. Brought to you each week by Coors. Follow the coach on X at Coach Harvey Hyde. Now, huddle up and buckle up. Here's Coach Harvey Hyde.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yes, it is that time of day when you have to huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us part of the way or all of the way every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our coolest sports topic show. We've got a lineup today that's a national champion. And once a month, we have a gentleman with us that tells you about all the entertainment that's happening. And it's just waiting for you to get over to the Orleans Arena and enjoy a wonderful evening or afternoon or all day. It doesn't make any difference. The executive director of the Orleans Arena, Ian Seidenberg, joins us. And Ian, I want to thank you for joining us. It's always a busy day for you because you're always getting a lot of things going on, but we want to find out what we can attend.
Harvey, great to be on. Thank you so much. Hope everything is going well with you, and again, happy to be on.
Well, Ian, let's start off. I know you had a lot of events that we just completed, but there's a lot of events ahead of us, especially now with the summer months coming. A lot of people ask, school's going to be out. It's going to be hot. People are going to want to get inside, free air conditioning, the whole package. What do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with this weekend, Harvey. We have Viva Las Vegas, the largest rockabilly event that is happening, I believe, in the country, if not the West Coast. We have like 500 old school cars, muscle cars. Think Happy Days, right, for people in my age and older. Music all day long. On Saturday at the arena parking lot, we're going to have over 500 classic cars on that will be there on showcase, as well as an outdoor concert. It's going to be happening from 10 in the morning till about, let's call it, 8, 9 at night, all day long, happening this Saturday in the parking lot of the Orleans Arena.
500 cars. Man, I guess they all get free parking like everyone that comes, right?
That's right. Free parking always at the Orleans Arena.
500 cars. And I bet you a lot of these cars have been used in movies. They're coming from all over the world to let people come over and enjoy something. Viva Las Vegas. And let's tell them how they get in, how they get tickets. Is it free? The whole package so people know what to do.
Absolutely. So tickets are, for this event, not free. However, you want to come to the car show, there's a three-day package for $60. If you want to come for one night, it's $40. You can get tickets at the Orleans Arena box office. Just come right up, buy tickets right on site.
I think this could be the biggest car show that there is. I've been to a lot of car shows, the one in Carmel, Monterey, the one in Southern California in San Marino. There used to be a collection of different hotels in Las Vegas, but 500 cars, I guess there's a type of car for everybody.
Absolutely. There's cars from, there's from 50s, 60s, 70s, classic cars, muscle cars, absolutely amazing.
Well, let's talk about now what time this starts so people know what time they can come over or stay all day or the whole package. What time does this all get started?
Absolutely. So it starts at 10 a.m. and it goes all the way till about 8 p.m. And they can hang out all day. There'll be food trucks, vendors, concerts. There'll be musicians, big stage, DJs. There's going to be a Miss Viva rockabilly pageant. It's going to be amazing. It's a great event.
And it all happens at the Orleans Arena this weekend. Make sure you mark it down right now or get your tickets right now. And why wait? Why stand in line? Get everything done while you listen to the show here with the executive director of the Orleans Arena, Ian Seidenberg. Ian, let's continue now because we'll come back and review this. I want to make sure we have plenty of time to get to all your other events.
Absolutely. So coming up next month, May 5th, we have Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour, kids show. The kids go nuts, families. Blippi is so popular right now. They can come, Blippi Live, come get tickets, OrleansArena.com. After that, we have the weekend after that, we have Jams. The biggest cheerleading competition is back at the Orleans Arena. We are so excited to have that. After that, it's high school graduations, Harvey. CC, Clark County School District, CCSD graduations. We are the home for local graduations here in Las Vegas. That's happening in May.
You have probably held more graduations. There have been more students graduate at the Orleans Arena than any other arena or any other school in the state of Nevada or anywhere, maybe.
Harvey, we do over 20 graduations in 4 days. Yep.
Wow. So people get an opportunity to see the Orleans Arena, and when they're over there, I think about attending the event, because there isn't a bad seat at the Orleans Arena.
Absolutely not. We have 7,000 fixed seats. For a concert, as a couple floor seats, we can go up to 9,500 seats if we want to. But there's not a bad seat. Anywhere you sit is a great seat.
One thing, too, in which I like there isn't a traffic problem. A lot of times when events happen, you have to wait or you can't get in. But always the traffic is moving so smoothly at the Orleans Arena after events and before the events because you have so much parking available for everyone.
Absolutely. And there's multiple ways of getting out of the arena. And again, 7,000 seats, free parking, can't beat that.
No, so let's move along now because I know there's a lot of events. I know people are thinking about the summer when it's warm and so on, and they're going to say, what am I going to do today? It's going to be hot. And I'm sure you've thought about that for them.
Absolutely. So on June 1st, we got Sesame Street Live, another kids show. Everyone knows Sesame Street. Sesame Street Live at the Orleans Arena, Saturday, June 1st. On Saturday, June 8th, we have the Freestyle Throwback Jam. Amazing, with Stevie B and Lisa. Old school R&B concert, Saturday, June 8th, the Freestyle Throwback Jam. After that, we have the AutoNation Used Car Sale. If you ever thought about buying a used car, we have AutoNation's mega used car sale inside and outside the arena in June.
Well, that's something that's really important because at times now people are having difficulty finding a ride, and they can all come over there and see just about every kind of car on one location where they don't have to really get back in their car to go to other locations. They see it all at the Orleans Arena.
Absolutely. And again, come to the Orleans Arena. You can get tickets for any of our shows at OrleansArena.com. That's OrleansArena.com.
Again, we want to let people know that we mention these events and they hear about these events and then they say, yeah, that's a good one. We got to go home and talk about that event and so on. And somehow they put it off and then all of a sudden when it's time to go to the event, you've told people that you want to go or let's go. Well, sometimes the best seats aren't available or sometimes there aren't any seats available. So we want to ask them to do it now.
Absolutely. Get your tickets early. These tickets, these shows will sell out.
All right. Let's go back and sort of review everything because we might have had some listeners who just joined us now. Let's go back, talk about the cheerleading event, talk about the AutoNations, the cars, talk about all the different things that we just described. So people could now take our advice, or if they just joined us, may have missed some of these opportunities.
Absolutely, Harvey. The events that we have coming up in the arena or right outside the arena this weekend on Saturday. You can actually check it out on Thursday, Friday. But Saturday is the real event. We have Viva Las Vegas, the largest rockabilly event out there, this Saturday at the Orleans Arena. In May, we have Blippi on May 5th, the Wonderful World Tour, kids show, amazing. It's going to be so much fun. The weekend after that, Jam, the largest cheerleading competition. If your daughter or son is into cheerleading, this is the event to be at. Can't wait for that. And if you have a high school senior, they're probably graduating at the Orleans Arena towards the end of May. That's what's happening. In June 1st, we have Sesame Street Live. Get your tickets now. And then on June 8th, Freestyle Throwback R&B concert with the likes of Stevie B and Lisa. All these events you can get at OrleansArena.com. And at the end of June, lastly, you want to buy a used car? We have the largest Auto Nation used car sale inside and outside of the Orleans Arena. Again, get your tickets early. They will go fast. OrleansArena.com.
All righty, now I want to brag a little bit about the Orleans Arena for you, because I don't know if you'll bring this up or not, but there's a reason why all these events happen at the Orleans Arena, and that's because you're ranked, if not the top, one of the top arenas in the world in your size as far as presenting events and the functioning and the seating and all of the things that make you that, or give you that ranking.
Absolutely. We were ranked as one of the most versatile and best mid-size arenas in the country. We are consistently in the top 100 in ticket sales. We are free parking, Harvey. Can't beat that. I'm going to throw that in again every chance I get. Cannot beat that. But we are absolutely one of the most versatile and best mid-size arenas in the country. People want to come. Events want to come. We have people inquiring about renting out of the arena, having us host events. We are looking all over for the best events out there, and we have it at the Orleans Arena. I also want to throw out there, Harvey, in October, we're going to have the largest college hockey tournament out there. It's the first tournament to kick off the season with the likes of University of Minnesota, one of the top teams out there. They are coming in being the host school in October. It's called the Icebreakers College Hockey at the Orleans Arena.
Well, you do it all there, not to mention the great basketball tournament you just completed during the basketball season, the graduations that are coming up, the ice hockey, as you mentioned, that you've had there, indoor arena football, which you've had at the Orleans Arena. You name it, it's come there because of the way you guys present things. And there isn't a bad seat in the arena. But you're up and close and personal, great concessions, great parking, you do it all. And again, what can I say, Eden? You're the guy in charge. You're the head football coach or head person over there at the Orleans Arena.
I appreciate that, Harvey. But we got a great team working to help you guys out. We love hosting events, and we look forward to the Orleans Arena. And you can buy your tickets where else? OrleansArena.com.
If there's anything else you want to pass on, let's do it now. Otherwise, buddy, I want to wish you a great month. Enjoy yourself and have everything ready for everybody who's going to come over.
Thank you, Harvey. Hey, did I mention free parking? Yes, free parking. Harvey, again, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love doing this, and I look forward to next time.
We love having you because you let the world know on what's happening, not only in Las Vegas, but at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Eden Seidenberg joins us once a month with a report from the Orleans Arena on what you can watch, what you can be entertained with. And remember, the summer months are coming. It's hot. Let someone else pay for the air conditioning. So again, I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up and ride along with us. Again, we want to mention, too, for all of you out there that need to rent a car locally in Las Vegas, is Budget Car and Truck Rental. Contact them by dialing 702-736-1212. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. We'll take this short time out with you, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Meadows Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at meadowsbank.bank. Meadows Bank, where your business is our business.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Have you ever been to the Klondike Casino? Well, you better try it. It's the sports headquarters there in Henderson. It's located at 444 West Sunset Road in Henderson. You can watch all the Rebel football games, Rebel basketball games, all the events. That'll be Rebel Athletics, but also your favorite team when they play. How about the Klondike Grill? Man, bring your friends there. Fresh food. Served up quickly so you don't miss a play. That's the Klondike Casino located at 444 West Sunset Road in Henderson, Nevada. And don't forget, the Players Club will take care of you too. Game day is every day at the Klondike Casino.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
My name is Casey Flair, president of the UNLV Football Foundation. Everyone that is a part of our foundation helps us with the university and the success of our football program. In order to be a part of the Football Foundation, you do not need to be a former player, just a diehard Rebel fan. You can contact our webpage and see what we're all about, UNLVFootballFoundation.com. We are proud of our football program, Coach Barry Odom, and the university. We do everything we can to support UNLV football. If you'd like to learn more, please visit UNLVFootballFoundation.com, and I will personally get back to you. Thank you, and go Rebels.
Terribles is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terribles app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terribles Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us here in this beautiful Tuesday evening and Wednesday evening in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show, and this segment now comes along every week. Seems like every week's going quicker and quicker and faster and faster. That's why we talk racing. And our racing segment with Chuck Hayes is brought to us by Terrible Herbs. They've been serving the Las Vegas Valley for over 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you. Chuck Hayes, good evening to you. Everything is going on in the sport of racing, even drag racing for across in Las Vegas this past weekend. We've got Infinity Racing. We've had NASCAR going on. We've got the streets of Long Beach getting ready for IndyCar. I don't know. Did I miss something?
No, Coach, you got it covered. And let's start with Texas Motor Speedway, where a very fast race for Saturday, the Xfinity Andy's Frozen Custard 300, and Sam Mayer was the winner. Ryan C, Coach, it was like almost like a quarter of an inch, man. It was just like a couple tenths. Justin Allgaier was third. AJ Allmendinger was fourth. Cole Custer fifth. Las Vegas's Riley Herbst was up running on the lead lap and had an incident, cut a tire, and finished
27th, not the place that he wanted to be. On the Cup side on Sunday, there was probably, I think, 17 or 18 caution flags, and the results were that of the great number nine driving the Hooters car, Chase Elliott, back in stride with a tremendous win. And Chase was out there and leading, very dominant. His teammate William Byron was second, and there was an incident the last lap where Byron and Chastain got it together, and that was not something that Ross Chastain was happy about. From a finish standpoint, it's been a very, very tough year so far for Las Vegas's Kyle Busch. He finished ninth, which, you know, he got a top 10 out of it, but, you know, he had issues, including in qualifying. Jimmy Johnson, who's back for like a one-off at different tracks, he really struggled. He had another scenario where he lost a grip and ended up into the wall. And he ended up finishing 29th. And, Coach, one of the things that Kyle Larson was having a great week, he went to Indianapolis and actually tested and was up over 200-plus miles an hour and had what I thought was a good practice run. In the Cup race, his entire wheel came off. So that cost him two laps. He had to go down and wait for the green, yellow flag to get back on the lead lap twice. He finished 21st. Las Vegas's Noah Gragson finished 18th. So that's where it's at in regards to everything that's going on NASCAR. Now, the next race, Coach, make sure you got your seatbelt tight on this one. We're going to Talladega for 508.08 miles at the world's fastest speedway. It's 2.66 miles. And, you know, it's just going to be one of those where you cannot predict anything or everything that is going to go on in regards to that. Now, I know you mentioned the NHRA in Vegas. And so let's go with some results on the four wide. It was Bob Tasca with his third triple hole shot wins the opportunity for Funny Car. Doug Coletta, Top Fuel, and Jed Coughlin won the pro stocks for NHRA. So that was outstanding. And then, Coach, I'm really fired up about this weekend because we're going back to a place that Formula One has not been to in a while. And this is the Chinese Grand Prix. Now, think about this one. Nico Rosberg won the first race for his team in 2012 and 2016. Fernando Alonso also won in 2005 and 2013. So there is basically 14 years between Rosberg's victories. 4 years between Rosberg and 8 years between Fernando Alonso. Rosberg's retired. Alonso will be racing. But your guy, Lewis Hamilton, he's won six times, 2008, 2011, 2014, 2015, 2017, and 2019. So Mercedes has six wins, Ferrari has four, McLaren three, and Red Bull has two. So this will be a big one. The race has been held 16 times. First year was in 2004. It's 3.397 miles, 189 miles, 56 laps. So for those F1 fans out there, they're back in China, and it's going to be exciting. And again, we're going to see just how good the Ferraris are and whether or not Max Verstappen and Checo Perez can continue their dominance in Red Bull.
You know, Chuck, I want to mention a couple things here while I have you, but we have a lot of things to talk about here tonight. Racing is such a unique sport, and behind the scenes, there's so many things that happen. And you got me hooked on this, and I tell you, I try to watch it every night or whenever new segments come out on it or features on different drivers and cities where the races happen, and they go behind the scenes and talk about that all. Tell everybody about this show, F1. I was watching it again last night, the night before. What a great show it is how it really does explain it to everyone, the crews and what goes behind the scenes and the drivers and how the drivers find an opportunity to drive and how competitive it really is.
Coach, that's F1 on Netflix, and it's a series called Drive to Survive, and it is just a tremendous, tremendous insight. And the thing that I love about it is it's not just the drivers. You see the competitiveness of the teams and the amount of people that work on these on this race car to be able to get it to the next step. And the amount of technology, I think they say there's 300-plus sensors in a Formula One machine. And you see when, not unlike a head coach, going into the general manager after a loss and having to describe what happened and how it goes. And then, of course, the conference calls to wrap up the discussions. And then there's the economic part of the negotiations, and not to be a spoiler, but Hamilton ends up pulling the trigger on Mercedes, and he's going to drive for Ferrari. There's all that discussion that goes on, and how the principals are reacting, and what it's like on the grid in different countries, and the competitiveness between the drivers, how long they've known each other and raced each other since the days of go-karts. I think it's pretty interesting, and it shows you that there's more than just turning left or right.
Chuck, I just really enjoy it, and I wanted you to mention that out there for other people who may have the opportunity to watch this and want to learn more about racing, especially F1. Also, I want to, I watch Infinity a lot as far as in racing because it's on Saturday, first of all. It's a very convenient time for me to watch that. Normally, it's on Saturday, and we have some local racers to race, and I'm learning it's never completed until the last minute, like Riley Herbst last week. In stage one, he drove beautifully, and I think he finished second or third. Came back, and stage two was going like heck when it got started. Was up running two and three the entire way, and then all of a sudden, one little mistake, not by him necessarily, by someone else coming in and clipping his back end or anything, can end the day for you, and you go from two or three, like you mentioned, to 27th. That's got to be so frustrating.
Coach, it's a heartbreaker, and there's a saying for racers, they just go, that's racing, and you got to get ready to go again. And I'm not sure if Riley's on the list of whether or not he is going to drive in the Cup race on Sunday. So that's like a mindset when you have to come back and know the next week you're going to go to Talladega and race on that track. After you've had, a tough outing in Texas, you have to get your mind right because ultimately you're going to ride two different styles of car. You're going to have to drive that, and he is going to, look back and see. Remember, he had such a good run a year ago in the fall race. So we'll see if Riley's in this one, and we'll give the report of what's going on how he does.
Now, I want to mention this because we have so many Southern California listeners or people in Las Vegas or wherever they might be listening about IndyCar. And IndyCar can't get much closer to Las Vegas or Southern California than being in Long Beach. You and I attended that once. I mean, legendary drivers of Mario Andretti, Al Unser, Johnny Rutherford, all of these guys have driven Indy, and the streets of Long Beach is really something really special if people are thinking about going to a great race.
Coach, 85 laps, 167 miles, 11 turns on the temporary street circuit around the convention center. Shoreline drive at over 200 miles an hour. They'll start coming in practice on Friday, and then Saturday they have a practice, and then the qualifying, and then the green flag will drop at 12:30 Pacific time on Sunday. So that will be something, and you'll be able to see that race, I believe, on USA Network, along with streaming on Peacock. And, of course, then the next week they go to Alabama for the Barber Motorsports Park, and then they have the street circuit at Indianapolis at the Speedway, all leading into May 26th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, for the greatest spectacle in motorsports, the 108th running of the Indy 500. And I know where you'll be, and I know where I'll be. We'll be watching that. And Kyle Larson from NASCAR will do the double-double, Coach. He's going to run in Indy, and then he's going to get in a helicopter, get to the airport, fly in a jet to Charlotte to run 600 miles for Rick Hendrick. And that's we haven't seen that in a while.
Unbelievable what the guy can do. And I'll tell you, we're all together as a family. We watch that race every single year together. It's the Indianapolis 500. I remember when I used to sit by a radio when it wasn't on television and listen to that race when I was a kid. So that sort of dates me a little bit, but what a great race it really is. Well, Chuck, again, I want to thank you for joining us this week, as you do every week, with our racing report. I'll have you back on a little bit later on. I want to talk a little football with you. But, buddy, thank you again for a great job with our racing report.
Coach, thanks so much, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Chuck Hayes. I tell you, he follows racing, and he's taught me a lot about racing, and I've become really a racing fan. We want to thank our friends at Terrible Hertz for the sponsorship of this weekly segment. As Terrible says, yeah, yes, we've been serving the Las Vegas Valley for over 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack. Hot cup of coffee or a cold drink, Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you. We've got a very special segment coming up next. The UNLV softball program. Yes, they are on a roll. We'll find out more about them in a moment. So buckle up. We'll take this short time out from Las Vegas, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Coach Harvey Hyde. Follow me on the Twitter all the time. That's at Coach Harvey Hyde. At Coach Harvey Hyde. I'll be waiting to get back to you.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible's, Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at Big Dogs. BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House at Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at StandishLaw.com. That's StandishLaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza is not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at setabello.net. That's setabello.net. Setabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Terribles is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terribles app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terribles Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. Huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us here. We're going to Alameda Stadium to talk about the UNLV softball program. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Our next segment is brought to us by Aces Bar and Grill. Two locations in Las Vegas. The first is 7272 El Capitan Way, and the second at 35 Gibson Road. That's Gibson and the 215. Appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast, great food, great prices, happy hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. every day. That's Aces Bar and Grill. Now let's highlight the UNLV softball program. And tonight, we have a player with us, a player that's got to be pretty excited, because I'm excited, because of the series victory this past weekend over the Wolfpack for the northern part of the state. Ariana Martinez joins us. Ariana, thank you very much for finding time to be on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
I'll tell you, I'm super excited, too. I'll tell you, you don't know how you made me feel, and I know there's a team, you got a lot of teammates, but whenever you beat the Wolfpack from the northern part of the state, you made my weekend. All right, Ariana?
Awesome. That's awesome. That's honestly the goal. Everything we do is for our fans, for our families, for ourselves, but beating Reno is a big thing to us, so we're really excited.
You're excited. We're all excited. And I'm going to, in the near future, ask everyone to get out to Alameda Stadium and watch the Rebel softball program play. But we're going to get to that in a moment, but you'll be on the road the next couple of weeks. But, hey, 26-13, 9-4 in the Mountain West Conference, currently sitting in second place. Very important series coming up. But before we talk about it, let's talk about you a little bit as far as where you're from, how you decided to go to UNLV, and all of the positions you've played, and how old you were when you started playing softball. So let's start this. How old were you when you started playing softball?
I've always been around softball, but when I started playing, I was maybe about 6. I want to say somewhere around there. I initially didn't really want to play. It was my sister and my mom's sport. I just kind of wanted to be in the stands. So kind of got thrown into softball, and I ended up loving it. So, yeah.
Well, starting at 6 years old, you've got a lot of experience. You've done a lot of hitting, a lot of fielding, and so on. And currently now you're playing on a team that's playing for, you hope, a Mountain West Conference championship. Tell us about how you selected UNLV.
So, honestly, the recruiting process is hard, but I just felt at home at UNLV. I felt a connection with my coaches, the girls around me. And honestly, they were the first ones to reach out to me to give me a great opportunity. And I just took what I can get, because I was honestly truly blessed by God and by everybody that had a play into me coming to UNLV. So I was truly just blessed and honored to be able to play for a team like UNLV.
Now, have you always been, what has been your position that you've started off playing, and have you played many different positions, or is there a favorite position you play? How did that all come about?
Yeah, so I originally was an outfielder. I just kind of got thrown in the outfield, but the one position I do love is just hitting is my main thing, but I've grown to love first base a lot. So my position now is first base. I've been an outfielder. I've been a pitcher. I've been a lot of things when I was younger, but I'm glad to be where I'm at right now at first base. And a big hitting role for this team as well.
Well, you probably touch the ball as much as anybody as far as on the team, except for the pitcher and catcher. It was a lot of play done in the infield, and you're sort of a leader there as far as... Is there on the defensive side, like the leader of the infield, would you consider that being the first baseman itself as far as, you know, being able to know all your infielders and know what their positions are and know what the strengths of their arms are and knowing when you have to stretch and all the things that go through that position?
Yes, sir. So I consider all of us on the infield to be leaders. I think all of us do a great job of, like, speaking up when we need to, doing the things we have to do, and even when we don't do the things we know we can do. A lot of us are good at stepping up and being that big role model, saying, hey, you're good, get me the next one type of thing. So I feel like our whole infield as a whole is, we have a lot of big leaders, but yes, I do agree. Being at first base is a big role that I do not take lightly. So yes, I would consider myself a leader, but along with all my other infielders as well.
Rihanna Martinez joins us, and of course, part of the UNLV softball program, a team that's 9-4 in Mountain West Conference, 26-13 on the year. And Rihanna, when I look at this, this is now when the time you guys are really starting to peak at the right time. Towards the end of the season, you're playing great softball as a team now.
Yes, sir. A big thing that's a part of practice that Coach Fox likes to say is we stick together all throughout season, we'll be okay. So I think our team's done a good job of sticking together, showing up to practice with a lot of energy and just being big in big moments. And I think that's what's key to our success this year. And it's truly amazing.
One thing the UNLV softball team can do is hit. You've got so many great hitters out there and so on. Your thoughts on hitting a softball? You don't have a lot of time to judge a pitch. You're not that far from the pitcher, and these pitchers really do throw that ball hard.
Yeah. I think a big part of it is staying locked in, trusting ourselves as hitters. I mean, we have a bunch of big hitters. We have our freshman, Jesse, who's a big power hitter. We have our slappers, Skylar Shaw and Maddie and Soph, they always find a way on for us and then to let our, and gives us a chance for us big hitters to be able to do a job, if that makes any sense. But yeah, we hone in on just trusting ourselves and knowing the game of softball. We've been playing it for so long, you know. I mean, just trusting yourself, knowing your mechanics, knowing your, the little things that make your swing unique to yourself. And that's what we kind of focus on.
Ariana Martinez joins us from the UNLV softball program. You know, one thing I love about softball and watching you guys play is, to me, it looks like you're having fun all the time. As far as in the dugout and trying to maybe out-cheer the other team, you guys have so much fun with the music and everything going on.
Yep. Yeah, we as a team, we just kind of goof around and play, play around and have some fun. I mean, you're already here at the game for 2+ hours, you know. You might as well have fun with it. What's a game without a little bit of fun, you know? And I think we do a good job of trying to keep the energy and keeping the spirit alive and in the dugouts and on the field. But I think honestly it's just a habit for us, because we tend to have a lot of fun when we're winning, but also we find a way to have fun when we're losing as well. And I think a key part in that is just staying positive and knowing what our strengths are. And our strengths are something we have over a lot of others is we don't crumble. We like to stay up. We like to keep the energy. And you know what? If at the end of the day, scoreboard says it's not in our favor, then that's okay. We had fun while doing it, and we're all together. So that's what's really important.
I have to agree with you. I don't think there's another sport that I've watched where your team on and off the field and your team in the dugout and your team that's cheering constantly. It's almost like you practice a lot of these cheers during the year.
Believe it or not, we don't. We kind of go along with it as we do. We got Skylar Shaw, who's the leading front runner in the cheers, but we just like to be goofy. We make new cheers up in the dugout. It's just honestly fun to be in that environment. We like to just have fun, goof off, make each other laugh, and those are the memories we'll remember.
You know, Ariana, I got to ask you, everybody's a little superstitious. And I know some people wear their hats backwards. Some people wear their hats sideways. Some people cross their legs differently when you need a hit or so on. Do you have something special that you do too?
I wouldn't say it's a superstition, but I do have my hats. I love my sombreros and I love my cowboy hats. I'm from San Antonio, obviously, so I got to represent the South, but also I'm a proud Latina and Mexican, so I got to represent my culture too, and I think my sombreros and my cowgirl hats are my only superstition as far as getting a hit. Once those hats come on, it's a different mode. We're in game mode. We're goofy, but also locked in at the same time, and I think those hats represent a lot to me.
Well, I tell you what, I've really enjoyed having you on. I want to wish you the best of luck. You're going to be on the road the next couple of weeks. You're going to be at Fresno State this weekend and then San Jose State the next weekend. Then back home for the big finish against San Diego State. Don't talk about San Diego State. Let's don't talk about San Jose State. Let's just talk about going down to Fresno, beating the Bulldogs, and coming home and getting ready to take the road again so you can finish the season very strong.
Yep, that's our goal. We're going to do one game at a time, one day at a time, and we're going to keep moving forward no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome is. We're going to keep pushing for that Mountain West championship.
Well, I tell you what, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I want to wish you the best of luck. I want you to give my best to Coach Christy Fox and staff. And again, good luck to you and the UNLV Rebel softball program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for being on. Arena Martinez has joined us here with our UNLV softball update. We want to thank her. Want to thank everyone out there as far as that have been out to an Eller Media Stadium game with the UNLV Rebels. Remember, they'll be home the final game of the series of the year against San Diego State, and we hope that's for the championship. So buckle up, everyone. We want to thank our sponsor for this segment. That's Ace's Bar and Grill at 7272 El Capitan Way here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they have a second location, too, at 35 Gibson Road. That's Gibson in the 215. They always say, well, we've got appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast. We've got great food, great prices. Happy hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily. So why not come out and enjoy it? Come with a friend or meet a friend at Ace's Bar and Grill. So you're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. We're going to take a trip out to the Las Vegas ballpark where Jim Gemma is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk with him about the Las Vegas Aviators, and they are on a roll. They've won three straight. So buckle up. We'll take this short time out with you from Las Vegas, and we'll be right back.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs Brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine and More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible, Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. I love it. Buckle up and ride along with us out to the Las Vegas ballpark. You're listening to our Coors Sports.
Terribles is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terribles app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terrible Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959.
Now it's time to get back with Jimmy Gemma, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. He's with us every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Coors Sports Topic Show. Jim, I apologize for that little difficulty we had there, but thank you for joining us.
Harvey, it's good to be on. I hope all is well.
All is well, and all is well at the Las Vegas Ballpark. I tell you, you guys are on a roll. Three straight against Salt Lake City.
Yeah, won the last three games of the opening leg of this season-long 12-game homestand to split the series with Salt Lake. And tonight, the Tacoma Rainiers are in town. AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners for six games. All the games this week will be at 7:05, except for the finale of this long 12-game homestand, which will be Sunday at 12:05. But the task in hand is starting this second leg of the homestand. The Aviators are 3-3. Thursday night will be $2 beer night. Our next promotion, big promotion, is Finn the Bat Dog jersey night for the first 2,000 fans to the gates. As Finn is going to work his last game. He hasn't worked much the past year or so. Dog's going to ride off in the sunset, so to speak, and that'll be a nice promotion night with Finn the Bat Dog at the ballpark.
Well, I tell you, this is time to get out to the ballpark. The weather's going to be fantastic. Your crowds were great this past weekend. The past weekend, you had over 7,000, 8,000 people out to Las Vegas ballpark. It's time to get out there, Jim. It's time to enjoy great promotions and great baseball.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the fans for our great support this weekend. Saturday night with it announced attendance 7,117, and then Little League Day on Sunday afternoon 8,161. We currently lead the PCL right now through eight home games of 51,826. So we never take our fans for granted. We have a great fan base, and like you said, the weather is going to be perfect. This is vintage April this week. We have temperatures in the 80s throughout the week, so it'll be a great this great time of year. As you know, it cools off a little at night, so it's perfect time to come out.
Just perfect time, and you're finishing up here on a 12-game homestand. You had six against Salt Lake City, and now Tacoma comes to town.
Yeah, Tacoma's got the best record in the 10-team PCL at 11-4. The Seattle Mariners got an excellent farm system, so this will be actually Tacoma's only trip into Las Vegas this year. They're the team that only gets one trip in here this year in the West Division. So with that being said, Las Vegas will go there twice, which is always good going there in the heart of the summer in August. But again, the task at hand, Tacoma will be here. This will be home games for this homestand, games 7 through 12. Again, every night this week at 7:05, and then Sunday the 21st at noon.
A lot of people don't realize one day you could be playing at the Las Vegas ballpark, and the next day you could be playing in the majors, or vice versa. A major league guy could come down and rehab or play there at the Las Vegas ballpark, and the next day go back to where his parent team is. So you never know what you're going to see of the great ability of these great players. There isn't a lot of difference in the talent today.
Well, yeah, right on cue. The Seattle Mariners have a player here on Major League Rehab. He's leading off tonight, Sam Haggerty, who's a really good infielder for the Mariners. So, like you said, you never know. One day they're here, the next night you're watching them on ESPN playing in the big leagues. Obviously, this is minor league baseball, but it's far from it. It's professional baseball, and the caliber of play between the Chalk Lions is outstanding in the PCL.
Now, you mentioned always the promotions you're going to have out there at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, but not Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Las Vegas Ballpark. But also, Jim, free parking. Free parking is something that people aren't expecting. They're reaching in their pocket when they come in the door or when they approach the parking lot, and all of a sudden, somebody just waves them in.
Well, again, we're the only professional sports team in town, including Henderson, that has free parking at our venue. It's right off of the huge parking lot. You can't miss it. The right field area off of Town Center sits right at Spruce Goose and Oval Park Drive. Kind of main entrance one is in center field, so you go right to the right field and the center field entrance. Granted, you have your tickets on your phone. If you're overeating in the downtown Summerlin area, kind of main entrance 1A is on the Pavilion Center drive on third base side next to the team store. So like you said, complimentary free parking, and we're the only team in town that does that.
And remember, you can go to the ballpark, you can bring a friend, meet a friend, become a friend of the Las Vegas Ballpark and the Las Vegas Aviators. Jim, anything else you'd like to pass on again? Maybe you go over the promotions again so people understand the great opportunity that they have out there.
Yeah, we definitely want fans to go on aviatorslv.com. Aviatorslv.com has our entire promotional list is now up on there. You just click on promotional nights. But this week, Bark on the Berm on Wednesday, $2 beer night on Thursday, Finn the Bat Dog jersey night on Friday to the first 2,000 fans through the gates. And then Saturday, we're going to be wearing kind of an alternate identity. And for one night, we will be the Las Vegas Gamblers, kind of the Avianca Minor League Baseball. We'll be wearing those uniforms for one night and one night only.
Well, Jim, again, I want to wish you, of course, the best of luck. I want to wish the Aviators the best of luck. You've won three in a row. Let's continue that role. And we want to encourage everybody out there to get out to the Las Vegas ballpark. If it continues to be beautiful weather, they also have a chance to get out by the swimming pool where all the water is.
Yes, that's another thing. The main office number, 702-943-7200, 943-7200, if fans are interested in booking the pool this summer.
So make sure you get out there and enjoy a lot of different activities at the Las Vegas ballpark. And also, let's give out the ticket information again, because there are individual tickets, there are packages and so on that are available to all of our people.
Yeah, the group tickets, party deck areas, the pool area. The best thing to do is talk to a sales executive between normal office hours, 9 to 5, at 702-943-7200, and we encourage all fans to go to aviatorslv.com, aviatorslv.com. The easiest way to purchase individual game tickets is through our website.
Well, Jimmy, again, I want to thank you for joining us. A great job. The Aviators are in town. Enjoy it. Six games. Get out to the ballpark. As we said, bring a friend, meet a friend, enjoy all the activities out there and the promotions along with great baseball. Jim Gemma, again, thank you for joining us with our weekly Las Vegas Aviator Report.
Harvey, thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you next week when the team starts their road trip up in Northern California at Sacramento.
All right, Jim. Again, good luck out there, my man.
Thanks for having me on, Harvey. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. That's Jim Gemma from the Las Vegas Aviators, Director of Media Relations, Game Time. As we just mentioned, get out there for the Tacoma team. They're in town, and Game Time is at 7:05. So you got a lot of time. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Remember that free parking opportunity. You don't get that very often. So I'm Harvey Hyde here with our Core Sports Topic Show. We're going to take a short time out, and when we come back, we're going to highlight the UNLV baseball program with the head baseball coach from UNLV, Coach Stan Solte. So bug it up, everyone. Ride along with us. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Terribles is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terribles app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terribles Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at standishlaw.com. That's standishlaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Welcome back to Las Vegas. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. It's now time to huddle up and buckle up. We're going over to Earl Wilson Stadium. Yes, a lot's going to be happening over there this weekend. We're going to be talking in a moment here with the head baseball coach from UNLV. That's Coach Stan Solte. But before we do that, let's thank our sponsor for this segment. That's the Vaults, a safety deposit company here in Las Vegas. The Vaults has been in business since 1998, which means they know what they're doing. If you have a valuable or two and you want to keep it in a safe spot, yet you want to get to it, well, remember, 24 hours a day they're open. You can drive in, make an appointment. If you haven't seen the Vaults, you should do that by driving by 9555 Del Webb Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or call and make an appointment at 702-967-5750. That's the Vaults, where you want to keep your valuables safe. Now joining me, the head baseball coach from UNLV, that's Coach Stan Solte. Coach, good evening to you, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here, Harvey.
Coach, I'll tell you, you had a great road trip. You went down to San Diego. You took on the Aztecs down there. Coach, a great pitching performance, 15 strikeouts on Friday. You hit the ball. Coach, you had a great series down there, winning 2 out of 3.
No, anytime you go on the road and win 2 out of 3 in conference, you have to be happy with that. And but we needed to do that. We need to keep winning series to get back in the hunt of get into the playoffs here for sure.
Coach, you got to be happy with 15 strikeouts on Friday. I mean, the 9-2 win and then come back on Saturday and get 14 hits on Saturday. That's unbelievable.
Well, the Friday nights at Zone. He was pretty special that night. Austin Cates has just been unbelievable for us, and he's even a better kid off the field than he is as a pitcher, and he's pretty remarkable as a pitcher. So I can't say enough about him. And Saturday was disappointing, actually, Harvey. We probably could have hit, didn't come up with any clutch hitting, and defensively we let us down, and that's one we kind of let get away.
Well, Coach, you came back on Sunday, a 14-5 victory, three triples in one game. That's got to be a first, or there are not many of those.
Well, a couple of them were fluke because they weren't our fastest runners. The outfielder hit the wall and stayed down, but they were legit. At least doubles. They just crazy things happened for the ball to bounce away, and they got triples. But Dittmer and Seager, I believe, were two of them, but they hit the ball, hit both those pretty well. So that, you know, it was a hit for sure.
You're listening to our UNLV baseball segment with the head coach of the Rebels. That's Coach Dan Salty. Well, Coach, I got to tell you, you got a full season this weekend. There's a school up north that I just don't like, and I hate to say it on the air, but I am. And you're going to play the UNR, the Wolfpack, this weekend. And it's very important that everybody gets out. They all know this rivalry and what it means to the state of Nevada. I tell you, Coach, can it get much bigger than this?
Well, it's big for us no matter who we play, and I'm not making light of playing Nevada is always a big deal for everyone here. We want to beat them, but it more importantly, it's conference games we have to win no matter who we were playing this weekend, and we need to win this series we're really going to be behind the eight ball if we don't. And you know, we're playing well, we're beat up a little bit health wise, but you know, we're gonna be okay with the guys we got, we hope.
Coach, things have just got to fall in place. You get great pitching, and then you get great hitting on another night. You just got to put it together, and all of a sudden, hey, you're on a roll. Not that you aren't now winning your series, but, Coach, you put it together, and you got yourself a winning product.
Yeah, no, we like our team. You know, we like to, you know, be a little more consistent. You know, but it's tough in college baseball to put, you know, three, four good games in a row together. But the good ones do, and we got to get to that point.
Now, game time this weekend against the Wolfpack from the northern part of the state. You all kick it off on Friday night at 6:05 p.m. and then Saturday at 6:05 p.m. Then a getaway day on Sunday at 12:05 p.m. And it's important that people get out and really support your program, Coach, because when you cake the field and you do good things happen, and people have got to do some good things to get out there. The weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, no, we appreciate, we have a good fan base, and they've been very supportive of us this year. But, no, you're right, Harvey. The weather, in fact, it might be borderline hot, which is unusual. We played cold everywhere we went, even San Diego, every place we went, it seems the cold weather's followed us. But this weekend sounds like it's going to be a little warmer.
Well, Coach, it's the weather and it's a game and it's a big series. You've got a lot going on at Earl Wilson Stadium, and we want to encourage the people to get out there. The first game is at 6:05. It sort of cools off. It'll be beautiful. Sun will be going down, and again on Saturday and Sunday. Coach, would you like to pass on? Maybe some kids had some great performances that I might have missed, or there might be something you want to miss about your baseball program that you want to get on the air?
Well, I would say Ryland Charles and Austin Krizik had really good weekends this past week. Brandon O'Sullivan's been swinging it pretty good. And then again, Austin Cates and one of our relievers, Matt Maloney, has been pretty good out of the bullpen. Those guys off the top of my head. But, you know, it takes a full team. We just can't have two or three guys carry us. And we do. We feel like we have a good, solid lineup. We'll have to see how it goes this weekend. Feel good about the guys we're putting out there.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, it's exciting to play with you and on your team. It's exciting to have a big series like you're having this weekend. And as you said when we opened the segment, every pitch counts, every hit counts, every game counts, and you're a guy that can get it done along with your team. So, again, first thing I want to do is wish you the best of luck I want to wish your team the best of luck, and I can't wait to talk to you next week about this great weekend you're about to have.
Well, let's hope we're riding high a week from now, Harvey. That'd be great.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for joining us. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week. That's the UNLV UNLV's head coach. Thank you for being with us, Coach. Again, of the UNLV baseball program, Stan Solte. Thank Stan. We want to thank our sponsor for this segment. That's The Vaults, the safe deposit company, safe deposit box company in Las Vegas. They've been in business since 1998. You know, if you want to keep things safe and they're your valuables and so on, yet you want to wear them or get them or go buy and see if you've got the right thing in the right place, you can't remember where you put something, well, put it in the vaults. They're open 24 hours a day, so when you get that thought, you can go by there. And it's in a convenient location at 955 Del Webb Boulevard here in Las Vegas. And again, you can call for an appointment so you can get a tour of the vaults by calling 702-967-5750. That's 967-5750 for more information. So we're going to take a short break here in our Coors Sports Topic Show. And when we come back, Chuck Hayes will be joining us, and we'll talk a little bit about college football. It really never goes away. You've got spring games going on. You've got the portal starting. You've got so many different things to talk about. You've got spring conditioning still on before summer camp and summer school. We'll see what Chuck has in mind as we go into the huddle. So buckle up, everyone. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll take the short time out with you, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Terribles is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terribles app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terribles Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Park, Fort Apache, and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market,
Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible's, Stations, and more. Big Dog's beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dog's Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dog's.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We're with you every Tuesday and Wednesday night, so buckle up and ride along with us. Our next segment is a little conversation with Chuck Hayes on football. This segment is brought to us by Meadows Bank. They say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com. That's MeadowsBank.com or call 471-BANK. 471-BANK, Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. Chuck, we always say when we talk about football, football really never goes away. It's year-round now. Probably more than ever, there's been a lot of spring practices that are over with the spring game. There's still some to happen this next weekend. We'll be together in the Coliseum, and the following weekend we'll be together in the Rose Bowl to watch the spring games of USC and UCLA. And then the portal opened up on Monday. So, hey, a lot of things happening, and it's always interesting on what's happening next in college football.
Well, Coach, I was out at UCLA on Saturday and watching their practice at their venue, and was able to watch the entire practice from above, and was quite informative. But I have to ask you, there was a rash of injuries at UCLA last week, including Saturday, Coach. They lost three players to ACLs, and they were just doing heavy thud. There wasn't a lot of physicality other than just normal going through drills. And I was wondering if you ever had a week like that where you lost three players to ACL injuries.
You know, Chuck, I don't like to talk about that, but I don't think I have. I mean, that's a lot of injuries, ACLs, in one practice. And it's a terrible thing when a kid gets hurt, because you know how hard that kid's worked. And if you played yourself, you know what he's got to go through as far as the rehabbing, the disappointment. And it affects not only himself, but the entire team as far as the team witnesses this, because they like the players. They're close together. They know how the kid plays that's injured, and then again, they know how it affects them as far as the football team. All of a sudden, you wonder, will he be back in time? We have our opening game. We're going into the Big Ten. We've got a new head football coach. We've got new assistant coaches. And there's a lot of change that goes on during a football spring. And I've always found out, you know, sometimes when you do thud, or sometimes when you go through practice, when you're in T-shirts or just shorts and helmets or whatever, you find that you have sometimes more injuries than when you're in full pads and you have your braces on your knees and so on, where you're ready to take a hit or give a hit, and your body's more protected and you're playing at a different intensity level. And I've always said that you condition your body to playing the game of football. And I don't know today if there's enough hitting in practice or scrimmaging in practice or enough playing football in practice where your body becomes accustomed to the hit you're going to take. And when you do receive one of those, you're not prepared, or you're practicing full speed but not at the same impact speed that you're prepared to take a hit or twist a knee or twist an ankle or so on. So, Chuck, it's hard to say. I've had players go the entire season, the whole spring practice, let's say, without one injury, maybe nicks and bumps and that type of things. But to have three ACLs and that stuff happen to a football team in the spring, that's a lot of injuries.
Well, Coach, we're going to get a chance to see this year's version. The last 2 years, we've been down at the Coliseum. The first year, Caleb Williams came in and really lit it up. He did not have Jordan Addison at receiver until post-spring. Last year, he only had one series. I think it took him three plays to go 80 yards, and then Miller Moss matched up for the rest of that contest. Now Miller Moss is going to be the guy. What is it that you expect to see in the Coliseum on Saturday? a two-hour window. It's going to be televised on the Pac-12 network. What will you be looking for? And then are we going to see a completely different USC team because of the way the portal is set up right now?
Well, Chuck, I'm really interested in watching USC. I haven't seen them the entire spring. It's more or less a secret as far as what they've been doing in practice, as far as talking about new players, talking about their defense or offense, who's been looking good. Being able to evaluate it yourself, you and I have gone to many practices together. I think you've been to one there. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing the version of what they call a different defense. New coaches, are they doing different things without Caleb Williams, Miller Moss? What type of offense have they decided? Are they going to run the same offense or not the same offense? Are they going to run the football? They've been talking about running the football and being physical. Want to see if all that's going to happen as far as the things they've been talking about in the media, with press conferences and so on. None of us has been able to watch any type of a practice. So in a two-hour period, we're going to have to do a lot of evaluation in a hurry on the talent level of the players, the new players, the improvement of players, the offense, is it the same or not the same? And I know they're not going to show us everything. You don't do that. But if you don't do some of the things, you really can't get better at it. So you've got to play the game of football, and it's easy to evaluate talent. So I'm really looking forward to the scrimmage in the Coliseum this coming Saturday, Chuck. And you'll be right by my side.
Well, Coach, we'll go from there, and then the following week to the bowl. A beautiful opportunity for UCLA to open the doors. Let me just mention, if you're within the listening area and you want to go see SC practice on Saturday, no ticket required, Coach. Just walk right in, sit right down, and you'll have a chance to watch the USC football team. It's kind of interesting that they are not requesting tickets to be able to do that. It's the first time that I've heard them do that.
Well, no fee there, and I don't believe there's a fee at UCLA scrimmage. There might be, but I haven't heard. And then, I talked with Joey Kaufman. You're aware of Joey Kaufman. He works with the Columbus Dispatch about their spring game this past week, and they had 80,000 people at Ohio State, $10 a person, so that's around $800,000. And what they do, Chuck, with that money, they give it to various charities. So that's really a thought, and that's really a great thing that they're doing back at Ohio State. But then again, when you talk about Ohio State football in the state of Ohio, they don't miss things back there with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Coach, UCLA, you have to go to UCLAfootball.com or UCLA, you know, the athletic department, and register and download the tickets to your phone. They need a phone ticket, an electronic version to be able to get into the Rose Bowl. I've got one other one for you while we're at it, because the draft is coming up. We're going to get a chance to see, and there's been so much talk about quarterbacks, Michael Penix from Washington, Jaden Daniels from LSU, Caleb Williams overall being the perceived number one pick. And I want you to really dig deep in regards to this, because you were just with this young man a couple weeks ago. If Randall Cunningham was in this class of quarterbacks, where do you think he might go in comparison to Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and Michael Penix? And would he have, been a Las Vegas Raider?
Well, I thought the Raiders were going to take him when he did come out, Chuck. There was all talk that Randall was going to go to, at that time, Oakland. And it didn't happen. He went to the Eagles and had a great career there with Buddy Ryan. And, history says, the most valuable player in the NFL at 1 year, and missed the Super Bowl by one field goal missed. He couldn't have a better career. And I think he was the one that started the athletic quarterback. I mean, it's what it is today is what Randall was then. I think Randall would fit right in. The only difference with Randall is Randall didn't slide. Randall leaped dove for the end zone, did all of those things. At that time, they didn't really protect the quarterback that way, and he didn't play in the pocket all the time. He was more or less like a Mahomes. He was a playmaker. He made things happen, and all the receivers that played with him said, you can never outrun his pass. As far as you went, the ball would get to him. So he had one of the strongest arms in the NFL, one of the strongest arms in college football. Great player, great kid. Today, I'm not sure. Certainly, if I was coaching, I'd take Randall Cunningham, because with him, I was a pretty good coach. Other coaches would probably take different players. But I was with him every day. I knew the type of athletic ability he had. I don't know how many of the quarterbacks today could punt the ball 80 yards or 75 yards or be a first-team All-American as a punter also. So, Chuck, Randall Cunningham's pretty special.
Well, Coach, we're going to get a chance to break this down. We've seen a lot of these guys play live. We've had a lot of, as I say, books on these players. They've had a lot of exposure, but Caleb and Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, Bo Nix from Oregon, Michael Penix, Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. That will be very interesting, Coach, if you were to go back in a time machine and put Randall Cunningham's name in this mix. And the way that the scrutiny is now about the athleticism part, whether it would be Caleb, Jaden Daniels, or Randall Cunningham, or maybe Michael Penix, or J.J. McCarthy.
You don't know, but as far as athletic ability, Chuck, I know a lot of these quarterbacks you just mentioned are tremendous athletes, okay? They really deserve what they've accomplished. But nobody understands the talent that Randall Cunningham has. The people that are listening right now, they're watching play out at the Sam Boyd Stadium, understand it. I remember at Colorado State, we played Colorado State, and he punted the football. The athletic director, Brad Rothermill, said he never seen a punt go that high. They had an All-American punt returner, and he kept backing up. Finally, he just turned and ran because the ball was so high and went so far that he couldn't even judge it. So I don't know how many quarterbacks can do that. I don't know how many quarterbacks can throw the football as far as you can throw the football. All I know is when I coached the Japan Bowl that year, we had Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie was on the East. Randall was the West quarterback. And I tell you, when you see one guy 6'5 and another guy a smaller guy, and you saw exactly Randall's talent level, Doug Flutie was a winner. Don't get me wrong. He won a lot of great games. But the difference in talent as far as speed and throwing the football, the depth, it was amazing, Chuck, just amazing. And the people that missed him play really missed a tremendous opportunity in Las Vegas. They were great years. In the 1984 team, conference champion, went 11-2. And it's because we had great players, too, Chuck.
Coach, that's why I brought that up. You were just with your team. And I said, maybe you could take the field one more time and match up against some of the great ones that we've seen. And I just want to put that out to you. I look forward to being with you Saturday, bright and early, Memorial Coliseum, and we'll talk about it.
I'll be there in Southern California for both weekends. I look forward to seeing you, Chuck. Again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us tonight. I want to thank our man Justin in the studio. He's the one who puts it all together, our engineer and our producer. And again, I want to thank our sponsor for this segment. That's Meadows Bank. They say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at meadowsbank.com or call 471 Bank. That's Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. So I'm Harvey Hyde from Las Vegas. You've been listening to our Cooler Sports Topic Show. Always buckle up out there no matter where you go. And remember, game day is every day, and we hope your team wins. Good night, everyone.